Hello, everyone. It's your man JB here with another episode of Words of Wisdom. Have you ever been in a situation that you feel like you don't know what to believe in and your mind is like playing tricks on you? Like your mind, your conscience is telling you something, but you feel like for some reason you don't know if you should believe it or you don't know if your mind is being right in what it's telling you? Well, this episode is going to be about following your instincts. Now, I know that there could be some situations where we have psychopaths and serial killers that, you know, that commit crazy crimes, and then, you know, they claim to say that their minds told them to do it. This is not what this episode is going to be about, people. This is more like for people that, you know, are in a situation, but your mind, your conscience is actually trying to protect you. You know, it's like a God that's sending you signs, telling you warnings about something bad that is happening, but you ignore to listen to it. That's what this episode is going to be about, following your instincts. You see, for example, there could be a situation where you feel like you are married to a woman. And you feel and you sense that she's cheating on you, because there's times that, you know, you can ask her certain things and she doesn't respond to you, and your gut makes you feel like she's cheating on you, you know, and your mind is telling you that something is going on. There could be times that you feel uncomfortable because you feel like there's something in your gut that's bothering you, you know. Well, that's why I'm creating this episode, people, because I want to tell you guys to always follow your instincts. Now, if you have an instinct that's telling you to jump off a bridge, I don't mean that type of instinct, people. You know, if you have an instinct that's telling you to go kill someone else, that's not a good instinct. I'm talking about the positive instincts, you know, that we all have in our inner selves when we have God from above, who sometimes can give us signs and telling us something, and we just feel like sometimes we want to ignore it because we feel like it's not true. But people, a lot of times our instincts are actually our protectors. It's like an angel that flies all around you in your mind, and it's just always warning you, telling you, hey, be careful, don't do this, hey, watch out for this, be on alert. So I want to encourage you people to always follow your instincts, because a lot of times, 100% of the time, our instincts are right. You know, sometimes we can be in a situation that we don't know what to do. We don't know what's right, you know, or what's wrong. You know, we all have it in ourselves. We know what's right and wrong because we all have that gift from God. But our instincts can tell us a lot of things, but a lot of us sometimes like to ignore it. So I want to encourage you people to always follow your instincts. You see, there could be an example for, let's say you sense something that is off about someone. You know, someone is telling you that they are at a certain place, you know, but you sense that is not true. You sense that person is lying to you, or that person is not really coming clean with you and where they're at or what they're doing. When you sense those type of things, people, do not ignore it. If you sense that someone is cheating on you, don't ignore it. Go and find out, because a lot of times your instincts could be right. If you sense a funny feeling in your stomach, in your heart, about anything, that's because your instincts is seeing something that you're not seeing and is trying to warn you to be alert on it. You see, our instincts can be warning us about something big that can probably be going on behind your back or about to happen. You see, your wife, for example, she can be coming home at night. And you're wondering why your wife is coming home every single night at 1, 2, or 3 o'clock in the morning. And you sense that that's kind of odd because she used to never do that before. You know, that can be an example. Your instincts is trying to tell you that, hey, something is not right here, you know. And when let's say, for example, your wife is telling you that, oh, I was just out with a couple friends, you know, my coworkers, but you sense that your instinct is telling you, wait, like, what if she's not with some girlfriends and she's actually with guys or a guy? That's your instinct trying to warn you about something. You see, people, our instincts are very important to listen to because our instincts are always going to be our protectors in anything. It's our protectors of our minds. You know, you see, you can have a family member that you haven't seen for a while and you haven't heard from them and you don't know how they're doing, and your instinct is telling you that you sense that maybe they're not doing well because they used to always call you all the time, or they were always close to you and you guys always stayed in touch. That's your instinct trying to tell you that something wrong can be going on. And it's trying to warn you to follow it and do something about it. You see, you can have a friend, a best friend that you used to talk to all the time and hang out with, and that person isn't calling you anymore. You sense that there's something wrong, or that person doesn't want to hang out with you anymore, or isn't staying in touch with you anymore. That's another example that your instinct is trying to tell you that something's going on with the person. Or if you have a family member and that person's been missing, you've been answering the calls, you've been calling their phone numbers over and over, and they never answer the phone. And you wonder why, because that person never has done that before, and that person used to always answer the phone. Those are examples that your instinct is trying to tell you that something wrong can be going on. You see, people, our instincts should always be followed. Now, I'm not encouraging people to follow your bad instincts because we all have bad instincts in us too. You see, that we all, a lot of people suffer from depression, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia. And it could tell us crazy things in our minds, you know. And some people are actually suicidal, and their instincts could be telling them to do something very evil that's not normal. And they follow it, and then they think it's right because their mind is telling them. But it's really because their minds are possessed, and the way their minds are thinking is not normal. So I just want to tell you people to always follow your instincts no matter what, your positive instincts. If you sense that your mind's telling you something bad to do, don't do it. I'm talking about our good inner instincts, people. So this wraps up this episode of Words of Wisdom, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode on following our instincts. I believe that if we learn to follow our instincts more in our lives, we probably will be a little happier and we will discover a lot of things that we don't know. Because our instincts are always going to be our protectors, and they are always going to be like angels flying around in our heads. So I encourage you people to always follow your instincts, your positive, good instincts. You can find me at Facebook, Instagram, JESUS dot BAEZA0709. Or you can also find me on YouTube in the name of JB, the Unknown Prophet. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes. Take care, y'all. Hey, folks, thank you all for listening to my podcast, Words of Wisdom, with me, myself, Jesus Baeza. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to subscribe to the channel to stay up to date for any future episodes. You can find it on all podcast streaming platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Once again, thank you all for listening, and until next time.